Campaigners continue to demand Corleone and Diaz free reopened Steve Irwin, PCS associate and retired members. There was a great turnout on Saturday the 10th of March when over 200 people rallied in support of the community-based campaign to demand the full reopening of Corleone South Ribble R&D department. This was the 100th week of protest and community groups, alongside a cavalcade of motorcyclists, and local Labour MP Lindsay Hoyle gave support. Hands off Huddersfield Royal Infirmary campaigner and trade unionist and socialist coalition council candidate in the May council elections, Nicola Jackson, also spoke in solidarity. The protest was also supported by the Northwest Trade Union Congress, the PCS Civil Servants Union, Unite, Unison and Ustor Trade Unions, and the Northwest Regional Pensioners Association. The R&D was closed in April 2016, and downgraded to an urgent care centre. The NHS Trust's decision was slammed as unacceptable in a Lancashire County Council report and there have been protests ever since. Due to the pressure of the campaign, the R&D was reopened in 2017 alongside the care centre but only part-time, from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. A night walk-in centre has been opened, but the clinical commissioning group awarded the preferred bid to a private company, Go to Document. Sales of the Socialist went well, and the Socialist Party's campaigning strategy of opposition to cuts and privatisation, and for a trade union-led national demo and campaign to save the NHS, was also well received.